The thought, another word you could say is the why. The action part of the training balance scale is the how. Primarily, the big difference between these two is one is just your thoughts, and the other one is the actual actions put into place. Those are the big differences between this training balance scale. Now, the reason this is called a training balance scale is when you're learning information, the theory is that there should be a balance between these two. There should be a balance between dreams, goals, attitude. Another good word is motivation on the thought part, motivation. There should be a balance between motivating somebody. If you're going to train them, you want to motivate them and get them excited and talk about the dreams and the goals and how they're going to feel when they're successful and they achieve this. And there should be a balance between doing that and also teaching them techniques, specifically how do they make a phone call? How do they set up the corporation? How do they do this? How do they do that? There should be a balance between teaching the real techniques that you apply in real life, the how, and motivating or working on a person's goals and dreams and how they're going to feel when they achieve this success. And there should be a balance. The theory is, I'm using the word theory on purpose. The theory is, if you work only on motivation, like if you go to sales training seminars, you go to a lot of these guru seminars on how to be successful, weekends, walk on fire, and all these different things. They work on motivation, motivation, motivation. And people leave and they're motivated idiots. They're so motivated, but they have no concept, no idea of what to do. And the other side of the coin is you go to some of these boring, boring seminars that teach you technique, 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 skills, 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 the how, the how, the how, the procedure, the method, the other side of the training balance scale. That person leaves and does nothing because he's not motivated. So the theory is when you train somebody, you have to have a balance between working on their motivation and attitude and dreams and goals, the thoughts, and training them on techniques, skills, methods, procedures, the how. You have to work on the why and the how when you're training somebody. Well, none of you are training anybody right now. You're being trained. So the reason we bring this up is you need to understand both sides of the training balance scale. So as you're learning new information, you should learn both the why. You should be working on your goals, your dreams, your wants, your desires, your thoughts, your attitude, your motivation. And you should also be working on the how, the skills, the techniques, the methods, the actions, learning exactly how to do the actions. You must learn both. But the theory is that the balance should be that you learn equal amounts of both. And this, my friends, is the great myth that will keep you broke. It is a myth purposely put on you by the elite class. And there's actually two parts of the elite class out there, so you know. This is one of the reasons why I left the Brotherhood. You have the elite class that is benefiting society. And then there's what's called the parasitical elite class, which lives off of society. The parasitical elite class, unfortunately, is a majority, and they live off your labor. That's the reason why they want you to stay at the levels you're at. But they want you to believe you have opportunity, that you have, that there is free enterprise, that you have freedom. Let me tell you something. When you go to a job and you work for 50 years and you bring home your paycheck, you're just barely making ends meet. You're paying off the mortgage, the car payment, the insurance payments. You're just basically paying off the student loans for your kids to go to college. You ain't free. You're a slave. You're just like a slave picking cotton. You are a slave. You think you're free. You think you're part of the free enterprise system. But you're not, you're a slave. You are a slave. And in this lecture, I don't have time to get into all the details, but the way the interest rates are and the fees on loans and credit cards are set up, and the way that taxes are set up, it's a built-in slavery system, which is why 97% of people in America, and it's worse in other countries, in America, are born and they die. And when they die, they have less than $1,000 in the bank. They've been a slave their whole life. They basically worked their whole life making other people wealthy and allowing other people to live their dreams. And statistics vary, but it's said that 99% of people in America, and again, other countries are worse, die with most of their desires unfulfilled. How sad.